Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Homo Casino Resort, the player's place.
Feel bad for San Diego State basketball fans. Been a tough week. The loss to Troy on Tuesday. And then yesterday, my buddy Steve, who I work with at Channel 10. Now, Steve Liu,
you have another?
He's our design director. I don't know a lot of Steves. He said, well, maybe Troy will run USC out of the building by 40. And I laughed and I go, good luck. They're playing their fourth game in 6 days in Southern California. They just played a double overtime game at Viejas Arena. They're going to run out of gas and probably get bodied by USC, which is just going to make San Diego State's loss look even worse on Tuesday night. And then I wasn't even watching early in the game, but I saw the halftime score. It was tied 29-29, just like the Aztecs' score against Troy was tied at half. And then I checked in a little bit later, and it was close near the end. So I flipped it on Big Ten Network, and I saw that USC was up 3 with less than 20 seconds remaining. Troy has the ball. USC doesn't foul. You can do the old foul, put them on the free throw line for 2 shots, but you don't let them get a 3 off to try to tie the game. They didn't. Troy hit the 3, forced overtime again. So right back to overtime. Where they play the first overtime, it's back and forth. It's like the San Diego State game. It's tense. Comes down to it. The 2 Troy players foul out, and they force double overtime. So for the second straight game, Troy is going double overtime against a team in Southern California that's fringe top 25, expected to make the NCAA tournament. This is an unbelievable week. For the Trojans. The Trojans playing the Trojans, by the way, last night at the Galen Center.
The rubber match.
Go to double overtime. Once again. Didn't get it at the first.
That is the best I'm going to be able to do. rest of the year.
That was terrific.
For me. That was well done.
Thank you.
Go to double overtime. Yeah, former San Diego State player Chad Baker Mazzara, who remember went to community college for a year, went to Auburn.
Yeah.
NIL money, came to USC for his last season. He is making everything. He's got a career high 30.
Wow.
But Troy once again manages to come back, tie it up. They hold off a shot at the buzzer, and we are going to triple overtime. They are playing their 5th overtime in a span of 3 days against USC.
That's an extra ass game.
It is wild. This is as wild as the San Diego State game, except now it's going to triple overtime. In triple overtime, remember the redhead, Campbell, the kid for Troy. He goes off. Three-point play. He is absolutely hitting everything. Troy goes up by 6. They've got this. They've got USC dead. And then they commit what's called a flagrant foul first. It's a breakaway. The guy barely brushed him in the back, but he missed it. And, he was in the air, so they called it a flagrant. So it's 2 shots in the ball. And then they have the lead, and they get an inbound pass. The guy just slips with the ball, turns it over, turns into a Baker Mazzara 3, makes it a 1-point game, and it's coming down to the wire. They make a free throw, so Troy is up 2. USC's got the ball. They don't score. Do we have the audio of this, Paulie, if you can find the final call?
It's bananas.
So Troy plays defense. They try to stop him. They do. They get the rebound. 4 seconds left. And he's got like an outlet pass, like across midcourt. He sees a guy. I throw it. I complete this pass.
It was a good pass.
The game is over.
It was if he
catches it right there,
all he has to do is catch it and stop.
There's like 5 seconds left at this point. They're trying not to get fouled. You're just trying to get the game over. The kid, you know, it goes off of his hands. The USC player grabs it with 4 seconds left, tosses it into the front court. And Marsh, he hits this circus off-balance acrobatic three-pointer at the buzzer to give USC a 107-106 win at the buzzer in triple
Cross.
Overtime.
Lead to Bellamy, stolen by Rice. There's still time left. It's Marsh for the win!
Oh! Wow.
It was maybe
chaos.
I mean, I thought the game of the year was San Diego State Troy. This may have beat it.
Yeah.
USC Troy 2 days later, an extra overtime, a buzzer beater at the wire, and just a crazy ending. In one sense, it validates the fact that San Diego State was playing that's not a bad team. It's a pretty good team actually.
But
the problem is they lost.
They lost.
So ultimately, Troy went 1-3, lost to USC, Loyola Marymount, and Cal State Northridge on their California trip, and beat San Diego State. It's going to look really, really bad at the end of the season for San Diego State, despite the fact that they lost to a pretty decent team that was having an incredible week.
Now, beating USC doesn't change much.
It helps a little.
It would have made it a little bit better.
Okay, but the fact that they went triple overtime, the fact that,
it's going to show up as a red L.
Just a big old fat L. Yeah.
Big fat red
Just hold
L.
this L. Man, but here's the thing, who doesn't want to watch more Troy basketball? Because I know I do. When I saw your tweet this morning, I go, he never would. But he should have texted me to let me know they were playing.
Because
I didn't
so
even know
late.
I would have watched it.
I figured you'd be asleep by the time the game started.
Oh, what time did it start? Seven?
Seven. I just figured there's no chance.
Maybe that's why I get up at one.
They play Monday is their next game versus Toledo at 8 a.m.
Let's all watch.
8 a.m., by the way.
8 a.m.
During our show on
Monday morning.
We'll watch the next Troy game.
We're bringing you live coverage of Troy's next game, 8 a.m.
Actually, no, we're not, because it's not even televised.
Oh, okay. Well, right. Live audio.
If you miss that one, then just wait till Monday, December 1st. They play West Georgia.
Okay. How did this happen, San Diego State? I mean, it shows how tough they are.
You see how it happened. It's not a bad team.
It's not.
But they're not going to have a good resume because they lost all these games. And, I mean, who knows if they're going to be able to keep it up, but what grittiness to play five overtimes in 2 days, nearly come up with a second upset. They should have had that one. They had USC way more dead to rights in overtime than San Diego State.
Yeah.
But, that's college basketball. Miles Byrd didn't make his three. Much easier three-point shot
than
to win it than the one that USC made, which had no business being anywhere near the hoop. The way he had to off-balance, like 1 foot, falling away to the left, just heaving it up at the basket. And it goes in.
Ah,
and
bummer, man.
That's how it ends.
Well, so the Aztecs will play Monday in the tournament in Vegas. And what's the early look at that game as far as who's favored?
Yeah,
Michigan's going to be favored.
Michigan's definitely favored. Let's see if they even have a point spread yet. According to ESPN's matchup predictor, Michigan has an 84.7% chance of winning the game,
man,
although I don't see a point spread.
Coming off that loss to Troy, yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah. You got to hang.
You got to win.
You have to win.
You have to win.
There's no hanging in there.
You have to win or else, it's kind of the flaw. It's the get-out-of-jail-free card. It's the conference tournament at the end of the year.
That's the
college basketball.
Yep.
And it sucks because sometimes in a year, like potentially like this one, you've seen it in years past where you don't even get to December barely. You don't even get to conference play in January, and your basically season is on the line for winning five games in 4 days, three games in 4 days, whatever it ends up being in Vegas.
That's a bummer too. I mean, the expectations were through the roof for the Aztecs. it's weird that a loss like that could derail
your entire season. But it also, you know, sometimes it's the best thing. Now, it just
depends. Doesn't look like conference is going to be very strong. It's not going to help you out this year.
But depending on what happens on Monday, Paulie, like if they can find a way to win that game, that would be it. It doesn't erase what happened with Troy, but it helps.
Michigan, yeah. You're like, all right, we're back.
You're okay. You're allowed to stub your toe.
Yeah,
right. You can't keep stubbing.
You might remember one of their star players is a big man, 7-footer, Yaxel Lendenborg, who the Aztecs actually played 2 years ago in the first round of the NCAA tournament when they played Alabama Birmingham. It was a 5-versus-12 matchup. Aztecs won 69-65. But that's who Lendenborg played for in that game for Alabama Birmingham against San Diego State. So a couple of guys have some familiarity with at least his game for Michigan. He obviously transferred for the big NIL money this last season and went to Michigan to finish his college career. But they're a loaded team with big, tall players. They're going to run out of lineup that's mostly, you know, 6'9", 6'11", 7 foot, 7'3 guys. So rebounding is going to be absolutely key in that game for San Diego State on Monday.
Now, Yokold says in the chat, dude, the season is so young, you guys are tripping. Look, I hear you. I would disagree. I think in college basketball, style points matter. We've seen losses in November come back to bite teams almost every year. Almost every year. Last year for San Diego State in particular, their November win over Houston got them into the tournament, right, even as a play-in team.
And 4 years ago, their loss to USD at Petco Park, or 6 years ago, kept them out of the NCAA tournament.
That's the one next game I was going to bring up. Like, forgive me if I'm a little bit scarred from that,
yeah,
where you go 19-1 in your conference, and because you lost on a neutral site outdoors to USD, you don't go to the tournament, be going 19-1 in conference play. That was the year I go, what's the point of the regular season? What are we doing?
Well, you sound like a Miami football fan right now. Holy cow.
It was awful.
This has been the football discourse has been bananas. Bananas in the last couple of weeks.
College football playoff.
College football playoff, the rankings, all that. You know, as a Notre Dame fan, I just kind of sit back and watch because I'm just pretty happy with where they are. You know, like two really good losses and that's it, and good momentum moving up. But like the discourse has been insane with two games left to play still. I mean, there's still a lot that can happen in college football, and it is it's bananas how it's shaken out.
It's way better though that we're talking about 12 teams than four.
Well, did you hear they're already looking? They already had a meeting. And they're talking about 24 teams, and I do not want 24 teams in a playoff. I do not. I love playoffs. I think MLB playoffs are my favorite thing on the planet. I do not want 24 teams
in basketball.
In a
you can go from 68 to 16 in one weekend.
Right.
It's not that big of a deal.
Correct.
You can't do that in football. That's getting ridiculous.
They do it in football though. They do it in the FCS. So that's how many teams make the
24.
Playoff.
Yeah, don't they have like a month and a half long
playoff? Yeah, it's several weeks long. So the top 8 seeds get byes,
right,
and then the next 16 play, and then the winners, then you have a 16 team, and then they play. So you technically could end up playing 5. If you're one of the not top 8 seeds, you could end up playing 5 in a row.
Good God.
Generally, you don't get that far. If you're the 12 seed, you're not going to the championship game, but you know, they get more teams into the playoffs. It's worked for many, many, many years.
I mean, would we be okay if Division I football did that? You'd have to get rid of the bowl system. Like you couldn't have.
There'd be too many teams playing playoff games, and there'd be too many games outside of the
bowl. If we can all rally around, like, who cares about the whatever bowl? That's, you know, there's so many bowl games now.
The people that put it on that make money on
it.
The schools.
They get the money for it. Yep. I get it. That's the only way. You have to get rid of bowl season if you were going to do a month and a half of playoffs. Yeah,
bowls are made for TV events now. It's programming. But if you had, you know, counter programming, a tournament, a 24-team tournament. What about doing it like college basketball? And I'm not saying a 68-team tournament, but you have the championship tournament, and then you have like an NIT. And that way you can still get about the same number of teams that were in bowl games. Because right now about half of college football makes a bowl game. You only have to win 6 games to qualify for a bowl. So that means essentially, you know, 55% of teams get to a bowl game at the end of the season. Well, if you had, you know, two tournaments of 24, and you had, you know, you could make that into two separate you had plenty of games to fill television at the end of the year and play, you know, play two tournaments, an NIT and a championship football tournament at the end of the year or something like that.
Man, it just it's the safety thing too, and it's also like, do your best players play in every one of those bowl games in your run? Like, probably not. It's the tough part about college athletics. I think the 12, I think it's perfect. I think they absolutely nailed it with this thing. Top 12 get in and roll, you know, because last year's playoffs were great.
I'm not saying that I even want to see that many playoff teams. I'm just saying it is possible. They already do it on the FCS level.
No, trust me. Anything's like possible for money.
Football is football. You know, the safety issue. No one seemed to care about the safety issue for decades with FCS football.
No.
But, you know, I guess because they're not on TV as much and people don't see the injuries, but it's never been as big of a deal as it is on the FBS level. You know, so we'll see what the future holds. But I kind of agree with you. 12 seems to work.
Seems great.
All right. Remember, this year, they're not reseeding. The top four seeds are the top four seeds.
Yep.
So you remember like BYU or Boise State, because they were the three seed last year because they won their conference. You don't have to win your conference to be a top four seed anymore. So it'll probably be SEC, Big Ten, SEC, or Big Ten, Big Ten, SEC, SEC, or something like that for the top four seeds this year.
I can't wait. Got to get through the last two, though. There's a lot of guff being thrown out, and there's still two games to play. So, like, and it's, you know, anything can happen in college football, as you know. So, I'm excited to see how it all shakes out. I still think Ohio State running away with this thing. Like, I just don't think anybody beats them. I really, really don't.
I'll do my super sexy Saturday Stinkfist schedule later. Okay. It's not the best week, but there are some pivotal games.
There's some big, big games.
Like, more like elimination games.
Yeah,
if you lose this one, you're out. Of the college football playoff. You're not playing your way in, but you can play your way out this week.
Is James Franklin making his debut for Virginia Tech this weekend?
I don't know how that works. Or is he just waiting until next season and letting the interim guy finish?
Could you imagine, like, you get hired, like, they're like, hey, you got a game Saturday. Like, you get everything together. There's no way, like,
you
right? I saw some graphic.
I mean, I've seen it both ways.
I saw some graphic yesterday that had him like in Vautech stuff, and they're like, hey, Saturday they'll take on Miami. He is the coach.
He's been officially hired.
Yeah.
Are they playing for anything?
No.
They're
done. Vautech's not, but, no, well, they're playing to knock out Miami.
Right.
Which would be great for me. I would love it. But
what a statement that would be.
What a statement that would be.
All right, let's.
If you win, you take the credit. Be like, yeah, you're welcome.
Yeah, you're welcome.
If you lose, you're like,
this isn't my team. I don't even know these guys. I just got here. Love it.
Win-win.
Don't forget, listen at 9 a.m. to announce our biggest fan for the day. It's your chance to qualify for our Odyssey Suite Night at a future Padres game. 20 tickets for you and your friends, plus all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan in order to potentially have your name called later this morning at 9 a.m. We got Don't Do This coming up next.
Benny knocked it out of the park with this
one. People, that we have a problem with certain people not understanding satire.
Bits.
Parody. But it's funny.
It is really
absolutely funny. We'll get to that coming up next on 97.3 The Fan.
But quickly, my beloved QC Kinetics. I hope the people over at QC Kinetics are doing great today. I hope their dance card is full. Talking to people like me and potentially you, if you've got real bad pain in your joints and you have drifted so far from the life that you used to have when you didn't feel that pain. I've been there. I hated it. I was terrified. I barely slept. Was constantly worried about the pain in my wrists. Was not really looking forward to the prospect of wrist surgeries. It was both wrists. I didn't know what had happened, but went to QC Kinetics. They tapped into my body's own regenerative power. They use natural healing factors that help restore and repair damaged tissue, reduced the inflammation, and relieved the pain at its source. I think I did 5 treatments on each wrist, and Ben's dad's currently in there for his hip right now and feeling better already. So check it out for yourself by calling 619-614-PAIN. You'll call, you'll get a free consultation, and hopefully book an appointment with Dr. Jackson and his staff. Get back to doing the things that you love to do. Swinging the golf club, hiking the trail, surfing, skateboarding, playing baseball, whatever it is, they are helping people rediscover every day their lives. And the pain will take it away for a while. They can help get you back on track. 619-614-PAIN. It's QC Kinetics at 619-614-PAIN.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Don't do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
Yes.
A lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. We're going to get right to it since Darren Smith's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. And what can I say? But some people are very gullible. Well, sometimes I can be gullible. But
me
this
too.
One, even I would not have fallen for. But keep in mind, when I read you this article... that the athlete in response had actually responded to it to the media at Detroit Lions practice.
So he was asked about it and had to respond.
He said he got sent it by so many people. He said one of the employees said he heard a caller to a Detroit sports radio station ripping him, thinking that this was real. The article, though, is from The Onion.
Oh, it's literally from The Onion.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The headline is, Detroit Lions rookie asks for Thanksgiving off. Dateline Detroit. Double-checking that he had approval before finalizing travel plans, Lions rookie Tate Ratledge reportedly approached head coach Dan Campbell on Monday to see if it might be possible for him to take Thanksgiving off.
God.
Quote, I know we have a game scheduled, but my family has this big tradition every year where we all get together on that day and have a feast and watch football. And I really don't want to miss it, said the 24-year-old guard, adding that he's very excited to spend time with his cousins and have a few helpings of his grandma's famous stuffing.
My God.
Quote, I've already had to cancel a lot of weekend plans because of games this season, so I'm hoping I don't have to back out on this, too. Plus, my mom said she's making pecan pie just for me. It's my favorite. At press time, sources confirmed Ratledge had offered to come in and play a makeup game sometime during a bye week.
Holy crap.
And people
come in and
actually
play a makeup game during a bye week.
True.
Come on, dude.
Oh, my God. So they, I mean, look, you know it's Thanksgiving week. You know the Cowboys are playing.
The Lions
are playing.
Yeah.
Probably the Packers are playing. So all you have to do to write that story is just pick a random-ass dude.
Yeah,
Of those teams.
Rookie.
And it just happened to him. So people read that and then called in to 97.3 The Fan in Detroit.
Yeah. Questioning his commitment. Like,
oh, my God.
You can't have a guy like this on the team.
I hate this new generation, man. I can't stand this new generation, man.
Maybe I missed it when I was laughing. Wait, did like the hosts on the radio station buy
it? I don't know. The guy, the only quote was like someone called him and said, I heard someone call in on sports radio about this. I don't know what he actually said.
Did you read the article? Man.
Hey, coach. Do you mind if I get Thursday off? because my grandma, we have a big, we have a tradition.
We call it tradition.
We call it Thanksgiving.
It's weird, I know.
It is. I can't miss. I've never missed one before. Do you mind?
I don't really have turkey a whole lot throughout the year, so it's kind of a big deal.
Can I ask a practical question? Is how dumb do you have to be? Like, I'm dumb, but how dumb do you have to be to read that and go, yeah, this is unbelievable. I hate this new generation of kids.
I get entitled brats. Like, with each passing day, that Woods is going to start sending me more and more AI videos. Like, hey, did you see this?
Yeah.
Hey, did you see this?
I don't, though.
You don't.
I don't.
You do not. I know it's coming.
No, it's not coming. I've learned. I've already learned in the very, you know, the infancy of AI. I don't believe anything I read or I hear. I just don't. I see it online and I'm like, I got to go. I got it. First of all, you see something come across Twitter. The first thing you have to do is you have to read the person's handle. You know, Ken Rosenthal, which he's not. You have to make sure that it is legit. You got to send it to three or four buddies to see if they've seen it, or, you know, you need to
you
get a collective.
Your first instinct should always be don't believe anything. Like, no one believed the Luka Doncic trade at all because it seemed so far-fetched. Like, this has to be satire. That's the right reaction, actually.
It really was the
and
right reaction.
And then finally, after you two, three times, you check, double-check, triple-check. Okay, I guess this is real. And until you've done that process, you haven't done your homework yet.
It's absolutely incredible. It's absolutely incredible. The Onion never miss. And speaking of The Onion, it's kind of like The Onion. We'll talk about it in about 30 minutes, a segment I'm really looking forward
to. Let's get to doo-doo this.
Yeah, let's do
doo-doo.
Hey, congratulations to pitcher and outfielder Kelce Whitmore, been selected by San Francisco with the very first pick in the inaugural Women's Pro Baseball League draft on Thursday night. You may remember Monet Davis from her Little League accomplishments in 2014. She was the 10th pick selected overall. Now, this is a new women's baseball league that is going to be launching August 1st. It's the WPBL. And Kelce Whitmore from San Diego. You can put that on the news tonight, Benjamin. I know there is a strong San Diego connection. But the league is scheduled to play all of its games at Robin Roberts Stadium in Springville, Illinois. Teams are based there over a 7-week season split up into a 4-week regular season, a week for all-star activities, and a 2-week playoff. And the league was founded by Justine Siegel, the first woman to coach for an MLB team with the Oakland A's in 2015, the first pro baseball league for women since, of course, the All-American Girls Professional Baseball League, immortalized in the film A League of Their Own, and that dissolved in 1954. So Women's Baseball League is back. I will 1,000% be watching this. 1,000%.
By the way, great story in SportsIllustrated.com from Emma Bocelleri about Monet Davis and how she got away from baseball, didn't want to be known as that girl who starred in Little League for the rest of her life. And her coach even told her at the end, like, don't make this the greatest thing you do in your life. Don't want you to be a 35-year-old stuffing yourself in your old Little League jersey at a card show. So she went away from the game, but then she realized she just loves playing, so this is why she came back. She told her that, yeah. I thought that was good advice, actually.
It is. I mean, you know, nobody wants to peak in Little League, for sure.
But she's back.
You did. You peaked in Little League, baseball-wise.
Baseball-wise, for sure.
I think you're peaking now. I just remarked on your firm butt.
You did.
That I grabbed in the bathroom.
You're just admitting to sexual harassment on the air.
More of a, like a, hey, good game, kids. You know? But it's firm.
Odyssey HR is listening.
It's looking good. You're looking good.
Thank
man.
You. Thank
keep,
you.
Keep it
appreciate
rolling.
That. And that's Don't and Do This for a Friday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
The great Darren Smith is going to join us. We are just days away from SDFC's next playoff game. Saw him yesterday out of training. He'll have the inside scoop on Mikey Varas' team and more coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
That is funny. David Schwimmer behavior by Woods. Yeah.
Sorry.
All right. It is the weekend. It is still raining out there, San Diego.
Man.
So you need an indoor activity. I could not recommend 7 Mile Casino more highly. You can park so close. If you went to one of the other casinos,
you're soaked,
you'd have to walk through the parking lot and get drenched.
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 Seven Mile Casino, yes, there's a parking lot.
You run right
nine
in.
Steps, yep. You're in Seven Mile Casino playing California-style blackjack, Texas Hold'em, Baccarat, or Pai Gow.
Yeah, it's very cozy as well. It's not too small, but it does have a cozy feel to it. They got a great bar area. They got great, great food. Go check it out for yourself this weekend. Great time to do it. Today's a great time to do it because the best part, just 7 minutes from downtown.
Tomorrow's a great time to do it as well because you get the weekend brunch. Best in the South County, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturdays and Sundays inside Sammy's at 7 Mile. Another reason to head there this weekend, 7 Mile Casino, right down the 5 in Chula Vista, Bay Boulevard, west side of the freeway. As Woodsy said, just 7 minutes from downtown.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
I always find Mikey Varis to be just such an interesting
cat. Me too, man. I'm a little obsessed with him.
And he did it again yesterday when I was out at the Sharp Healthcare Performance Center, their training facility at Singing Hills. Darren Smith was out there too. We will talk some SDFC with one of the voices of SDFC coming up here after a quick check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
Kelly,
I lied.
Man.
It was not a quick check of traffic. It was another magnum opus by Kelly Danick this morning with our wet roadways.
I can't tell if this is her Super Bowl or she hates it.
I can't. I'm with you. I think it's the Super Bowl for the traffic report.
Joining us now, though, is SDFC voice, Darren Smith, who I got to see yesterday. It was good to see you, Darren, and welcome back to Ben and Woods.
Thank you. Good morning. Good morning. Yes, good to see Ben out in the wild. Yeah. Always a pleasure.
Ben in the wild is such a treat.
I saw that you snapped a picture of me without my consent and knowledge, Darren.
Oh, really?
I sent it to Paul.
What you're talking about? I feel like I've been betrayed by somebody on the
show.
He'll betray you.
Ben said he saw
notice.
You, and I said I heard Darren saw you, and I told him to take out your knees from behind while you were standing there with
Keep
your camera.
Keep in mind about Woods, and I love him to death.
Oh, no.
If it will provide any entertainment or content, he will betray you in a heartbeat.
Oh, yeah, I
for
need
content.
It. I need
only.
It. Only for content.
Oh, it was Woods that did it.
No, it was not me. I didn't do anything. Because Darren sent me that picture, too. I just didn't say anything.
Yeah, I also just like watching the anchormen
interact
with one another.
It's
right?
My favorite.
Like, John Howard, Derek Togerson, Ben's there. Yeah, like, what's going on?
Everybody's
here? What's
in power stance.
Like?
It's my favorite. And I've
it's
always...
It's a very awkward fraternity, isn't it?
Yeah, I've
it
said...
It is, but by the way, I didn't realize that there were actual rules about setting up cameras. And I don't know if I'm falling for the same thing like you guys were just talking about that onion bit. But I didn't realize that, like, you had to set your cameras up in certain ways or stand on certain sides of the cameras. What was I even
listening to? I kind of got a little trouble from John Howard yesterday. So I got there late because we were doing work here. So by the time I got there, it was like I was coming in hot and all the cameras were set up. And I didn't want to set up like 90 degrees on the side because then I'm just shooting into I can shoot into someone's ear the whole time, which is never a great shot. And if they look the other way, then I'm shooting the back of their head. So that does me no good. So
did he get you?
I set up behind everyone with a higher tripod. But I was too close to John and on his left side of the camera where the eyepiece is. So he said, well, where am I going to stand? So I moved over to Derek's side. He didn't have a problem.
How do you piss off John Howard? He's like the nicest guy on the planet.
These weird rules started coming out. It's like, no. You're supposed to be positioned on the left side of your camera. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
no, he was right.
It sounds like it's getting tense here.
It was my bad.
It's like turf wars.
It is like turf wars. Yeah. It's the funniest thing, D. Smith, because you've been in the Padres clubhouse, right? And somebody sits down. And then there's 40. One of my favorite moments ever. Gavin Sheets was doing a home run. And so everyone is huddled around Gavin Sheets' locker. I'm just standing way back in the distance. I don't have my phone out. I look to my right. Manny's walking in by himself. I'm like, I'll see you guys later. I went over to Manny's locker and shot the S with him for like 10 minutes. Just me and him. And everyone else is stuck at Gavin Sheets' locker. It is like, it's like moths to a flame. It's so funny to watch these people.
I know. It's such an interesting ecosystem because then somebody gets there first and you're like, okay, good. I'm grooving with somebody. I'm doing something here that like might be a little one-on-one. And then all of a sudden here come a bunch of people over the shoulders and it starts like, it becomes boxing out under the board. You're
yes.
Like, hey, get out of here. I got this exclusive. I'm trying to ask questions about A, B, or C. And all of a sudden here comes this clown in here to totally change the subject. Like, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about this other thing. Would you leave us alone for a few minutes?
Those dugout scrums, people would literally be 6 inches from Mike Schilt's face at 6 inches. And I'm like, guys, let this dude breathe a little bit. He's already on edge. Like, let him breathe for a second.
And then everybody's and then like, now like the era of like the handheld camera too. And yes. You get even closer. It's like, you're up this man's nose.
It's
like,
nuts.
Like, yo, Mike, you might, I have some advice for you on a nose hair trimmer. Like, let's connect after the scrum.
So then everybody's got to report the exact same bit of information 14 times. JP Sears will start tomorrow per Mike Schilt. Okay, next question.
Next question.
What are we doing?
It's a wild environment. This profession that we have chosen is an interesting one for sure.
It wasn't quite as wild yesterday at SDFC, but I thought there was an interesting moment. And you know, Darren had a chance to step aside, I saw, with Mikey Varis, I assume, prep for your broadcast on Monday with the head coach. But when he was asked about the status of his two star players, Anders Dreyers, who was out with an illness for Denmark last week, and Chucky Lozano, who re-injured his hamstring and was out for Mexico, he was said, hey, are they healthy? Are they available? And he simply gave a one-word answer. Yes.
Ooh, I love it.
And this stopped.
Terse.
Very terse.
As you called it, terse.
But you saw them both in training. Doesn't seem to be anything outside of that. Why do you think he was so quick and terse with that answer?
Just because he didn't have to expand on it. You know, he doesn't, maybe, I don't think he's really one that's into the psychological warfare. I mean, I will tell you what I said to him when we were walking away, because, you know, you're right. Like, I do get a couple of minutes here just to say, you know, hey, what are some of the things that we can point out during the broadcast, right? And, the first thing I said to him is I thanked him for his honesty about injuries, because I talked to him earlier in the week about Chucky, and he said the initial report was good, that it wasn't going to be a big injury. And, you know, sometimes you say that, and sometimes I think we're all programmed to think that these guys are automatically, like, their default setting is to lie.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I have learned that talking to AJ Preller throughout the year. Like, I don't believe anything that he says. And he will say this. He will admit this. You know, he jokes often about how little he wants to tell the truth. So, you know, the NFL is also, like, the Pentagon trying to get information out.
Yes.
And I said to him, he told me about three players that were out, said it on the record, said he thought Chucky was going to be okay, said initially they thought that Anders was going to be okay. And that's the first thing I said, is I appreciated his honesty, because, you know, we have to convey this information to the public. And, you know, sometimes we end up looking silly, even if we all kind of know the game. And he said, yeah, Chucky trained today. Like, he trained. It's not that just that he's there and they think they got good news on what happened with the hamstring when he was playing for Mexico. He said he trained yesterday. So, you know, he should be all systems go for Monday. And, you know, I guess he was just quick and didn't expand, because, you know, what's the benefit? But, you know, I think he was being straight up. I think he was being honest. You know, if the guy's training on a Thursday, was it? Yeah, if he's training on a Thursday, then I don't see any reason why we're not going to be good to go on Monday.
Yeah, it's really interesting, and just, it's cool to see the difference in, you know, whatever head coach that you're a fan of. You know, if you're a Chargers fan, you like Jim Harbaugh, you like the way he answers questions, you don't. If you're a Padres fan, you like the way Craig Stammen answers questions, or you don't. But Mikey Varis, you know, Ben brought up the point earlier, too. Could it be a little bit of gamesmanship with Minnesota, right? Like, yeah, they're healthy. You don't know when we're going to be playing them. But they're healthy, and they'll probably play. I'm fine with that. I do think in sports we do get a little bit over the top with the, you know, covering our mouths with everything we do. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like that just the old, hey, hello, we're going to run this. Like, fine. Like, people were going to look for edges. But I like that about Mikey Varis, just kind of a no-nonsense dude.
I do. Yeah, I mean, he's straight up. He doesn't mess around. He doesn't play a lot of games. And I think, you know, I guess maybe one tactical advantage is you keep Minnesota guessing. Yeah. You know, who's going to start? You know, is it going to, if he's healthy, is he going to start? You know, it's weird because in this game you have two coaches and two styles and two teams. There's not going to be a lot of surprises. You know, like you're going to want to practice for the opposition, but you're not going to be spending a ton of time thinking that there is some sort of psychological advantage for either side, because both teams are pretty clear about what it is that they want to do. And, you know, you don't have to say, well, like Portland, you know, had all these different shapes and structures and who's going to start and who's in and who, you know, there's not a lot of that here. You know, maybe the one thing is, you know, if Anders can stand on one leg, Anders Dreyer's going to play. But maybe Eric Ramsey, the head coach at Minnesota United, is going, well, is he going to play Chucky or is he going to stick with Amal Pellegrino? He's got some options there. You know, he's got some options there. So, you know, maybe there is a little bit of an advantage in that aspect. But, you know, other than it, I just think sometimes Mikey will I do, you know, the week show with him and the weekly show with him. And, you know, there are certain times where he just will be pretty quick. And you do have to say, can you expand on that, please? you know, like I'm looking for a little bit more here. But, you know, I don't think he's trying to play games or be psychological or engaged in psychological warfare. I just think he's like, yeah, the guy's ready. It's good. Like, let's move on.
Talking to our friend Darren Smith. And Woods, can I tell you something that was really impressive yesterday? After Mike Ivarra spoke, they started bringing by players, Amal Pellegrino, Pablo Cisniega, the goalkeeper. And they'd all walk in and they get ready to take their spot in front of the microphones. But before they did, they all would spot Darren and then go and shake his hand. Just him. Just like they'd see Darren.
He's a made man.
Oh, yeah. They liked Darren. That was very impressive. But the one guy who impressed me the most, and we're getting to know the players a little bit better now at the end of the season, Luca Bombino, the 19-year-old kid who they just officially like traded for. They were borrowing him all season, but now they got him for... That kid impressed me so much, Darren. Standing in front, 19 years old. I mean, the maturity, just the way he handled himself. That guy looks like he's going to be something in the world of soccer. I don't know soccer, but I have high hopes for Luca Bombino after talking to him yesterday.
I love him. I do. I'm such a fan of his, and it feels odd because he's 19, you know, to be a 53-year-old like man talking about a 19-year-old this way. But, I am such a fan of his. He is, and you're right, because he walks away from the media scrum. I think everybody had the same thought. Everybody said the same thing, which was, that's a 19-year-old. That is a 19-year-old. The composure that he had, the way that he spoke, how intelligent and thoughtful he listens to the questions. You know, certain guys, you could tell, guys are just kind of there to, you know, all right, let me answer the 2, 3, 4 questions, whatever it is. And then I'm going to move on and I'm going to, you know, give you some, you know, I'll give you a soundbite, but he actually gives you a good answer. You know, like he gives you a really thoughtful answer. You know, when he talked about the pride of defending and what his role is as a fullback and, you know, how much this has meant to him in this experience and making it permanent, making the loan permanent to be here in San Diego and how much this, like, it just, everything about him is to be appreciated in my opinion. And he's a good player. He's a really, really good player, and they've come to really rely on him. I mean, he's a regular starter at left back, and I've had the chance to chat with him quite a bit, and I just, every time I go, that kid is 19. I wasn't like that at 19. I wasn't like that at 29. I wasn't like that at 39.
You're not like that at 53, and, bro. I mean, come on.
Probably not, to be honest. You know, I mean, I don't think he's sneaking pictures of Ben and, you know, texting his colleagues. So, you know,
that's true.
I mean, that's the kind of nonsense that I engage with.
Yes, I'm with it.
But I agree with you. And you know, listen, I don't know. I think ultimately his goal is to play in Europe. You know, I talked to Tyler for a different, Tyler Heaps, the sporting director, and he said, like, part of what Luca wants to do in his life is wants to play in Europe. And, you know, he really feels like SDFC is going to help him get there in a couple of years. So, you know, there's no secrets about it. This is what he wants to do. And he feels like SDFC is going to help him get there. But, you know, we can still enjoy him and we can still watch him and we can root for him while he's here. And we can root for him when he moves on. Should that happen? Should his dream get realized? So he's phenomenal. I met his grandparents. He comes from just great stock. You know, they're exactly what you would picture. These, you know, two older Italian people walking around in Los Angeles with Bambino jerseys on. It was just a great, you know, he's a great, great kid, man. And I'm a huge fan of his.
Darren, before you go, you know, we shared our memories earlier this week, and I know you did as well on your Section 1904 podcast, but you spent a lot of time with Randy Jones over the years, and I just thought maybe you could share with the Tier 1 some of your thoughts and favorite recollections of the Cy Young lefty.
Yeah, I mean, what a guy. You know, what a loss. Like, what an important person in my life. You know, I think we're all four of us here probably would say that the Mighty 1090 changed our careers and our lives. Yep. And in particular, doing that BP show with Randy was the one that really changed my life, in that, you know, going back to 2005, I'm not anybody. And I got the chance to work with Randy Jones and Tim Flannery. And when those guys accepted me, I felt like I became more accepted in San Diego. And, you know, Randy represented this patriarchal figure to the Padre organization and certainly to the city of San Diego as its first real baseball star, you know. And that's not me saying that. That was Vin Scully, who came on the BP show and said that Randy Jones was really the first star that the Padres had. I mean, no disrespect towards Nate Colbert or anybody else who was here from 1969 and 1974, or whatever it was. But Randy was the first that was on the cover of Sports Illustrated and the first starter in the All-Star game. And you know, Vin Scully's like, that's the time when the Dodgers started taking the Padres a little bit more seriously. And, you know, Randy just, he was the first. You know, there's been other Cy Young Award winners, but he was the first. And, you know, the numbers are the numbers. We could all have fun with the numbers. I do love the stories about Pete Rose, how frustrated he made Pete Rose, you know, to turning around as a switch hitter to wanting to face him lefty. Pete joked with me in Vegas once that he would have had 5,000 hits if it wasn't for Randy Jones. But the person is what we, I think, will all miss most, because he lit up a room. You know, he made you laugh. He was hilarious in life. He had such a baseball player's disposition, and he cared, you know, and he cared about this guy, and he changed my life. Like, that show, you know, as I said, it didn't just put me on the map for radio. I met my wife through that show, and I can never, ever repay him for what it is that he did. I missed the conversations. You know, I have a million of them. I could tell you a million stories. I know we have a clock going, but, you know, I'm just such a big fan, and I just feel like it's such a big loss. But I so appreciate being around Randy, and who wouldn't say that wasn't a life that was well lived.
We turned the clock off for you, Darren. Don't worry. And you're absolutely right, because that was my memory as well. When he had no business being as respectful of me and Craig when we were doing the pregame show, and would join us and treat us like equals, like part of the fraternity. I saw Jesse Agler. You remember, like, Mike Janella, who used to do that social hour, and all of us going, Randy just brought us into that Padres circle, and it was so incredible the way that he did it. I think you said it perfectly, and I thank you for sharing that about Randy with us.
Yeah, I mean, we're dozens of people did shows with Randy, you know, like, it wasn't unique, yeah. But we all felt like he made you feel
the only one.
Like it was so special, you know. And I just keep, I guess, you know, the best thing is I find myself since, you know, hearing the news, I just find myself laughing so much, you know, about some of the things and thinking, you know, for as much as of a character he was, like, he did have a real serious, like, competitive edge to him too. Like, you know, he would always talk about getting the ass. Like, he had, like, the red ass, you know. And you know, for people, I'll just say this quick. You know, I think for people that, you know, sometimes think, like, getting to the playoffs isn't that big of a deal. Randy Jones never went to the playoffs in his career. And one time we were sitting and we were doing a remote, and I don't remember exactly what year, but we were watching a playoff game, and Randy kind of looked and he says, you know, he has his hat down. He's like, yeah, I would kill to know what it's like to be in the playoffs. And we sort of joked. I said, Randy, you know, it worked out pretty well for you. And you know, we got to talking, and I was like, well, like, would you trade your Cy Young award for one game in the playoffs? He said, yeah, I would. He goes, I would want to know how I would perform in those circumstances. I will never know Now, you know, again, this is sort of
goosebumps,
hypothetical.
Man.
Yeah.
But he's like, I would kill just to know what it's like to play in the playoffs once. I just want to know how I would react to that kind of pressure because I'll never know. And you know, when people take the playoffs for granted, it always bothers me because I remember like how great and impactful Randy Jones was, and he never got that opportunity. And he lived it through a lot of these other players, and I hope they appreciate it. I know it's easier to get in now than it was when Randy was playing. But man, Randy, like if I believe him, he's like, I would have traded my Cy Young award.
I believe it.
That award for just one game, not a World Series, just
one
to know
game,
what it was
one
like
start.
To play in the playoffs, to face that, to just see what that pressure was like one time. And I was like, gosh, dang, man, that's powerful stuff from Randy.
That's a guy who put 1976 Cy Young on every autograph that
every
he signed. And who in San Diego signed more autographs than Randy
right.
Jones?
Right. Yeah.
He's the first person I ever met who walked around with a Sharpie.
Yeah.
like, why do you, you know.
And, he doesn't with a Cy Young. That barbecue doesn't taste as good as it does, I think. So.
Yeah. I mean, it was such an honor. And again, like I said, I just, I don't know that I could ever thank him, you know, even though he didn't do it for that. I just don't know that I could ever thank him enough for allowing, I mean, we're not here. Like, I'm not here without him. So
yeah.
I just really appreciated it.
I got a lump in my
stuff,
throat.
Darren,
great
yeah.
stuff,
real,
Darren.
Real good. Thank you so much.
Love you, man.
As always,
it.
Good luck to you and the team
appreciate
on Monday. Good broadcast, and we'll chat with you next Friday.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah,
it's Friday.
That means.
I understand what that feels like. David P. Shapiro
Friday.
Fan Hotline is where you just heard Darren Smith. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. How do we follow that up?
Oh, easy. The five best Randy Newman songs to have sex to. Coming up next.
Never know what you're going to get out of
it. It is a Friday, isn't it? It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.